Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, happy new decade.
Yes, seems like ages since we spoke. You weren't very well before Christmas, so we had to knock that on the head. Are you better now?
I'm feeling better, actually rejuvenated, a little bit of time off. Still got a few back issues that I'm dealing with, but other than that, I'm ready for what is set to be another testing year in the global economy and financial markets.
A couple of snowballs, a few Baileys, you know, that kind of stuff.
I took it quite easy, actually. Yeah. I haven't had any alcohol, I'd say, for 2 weeks, I want to say, something around that sort of mark.
That's so pretty good.
Had a little glass on Christmas Day, actually, but I feel a little bit cleansed. I know. Are you doing dry January this year?
I am. Yes, I do it every year.
You're a big fan of that, aren't you?
Yeah, but as you say, I mean, I didn't actually sort of put that much away over Christmas either. It's just getting to me. I can't handle it anymore. It's just a couple of beers. I'm on the floor.
Not white. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, we might all be reaching for the bottle the way things are going in the Middle East. We'll deal with that later. But first of all, let's just have a look back on 2019, because, well, it was a fairly spectacular year for equities. I mean, you look at the DAX in Frankfurt up 25%, the FTSE up 12%, the S&P and the NASDAQ gaining 30% over the course of last year.
Yeah, really good year. Solid performance certainly continued in the last few days of 2019. There was lower volumes at the end of last year. The news flow continued to be positive, certainly playing out quite nicely for global equity markets. Say MSCI All Country World Index up 27.3%. NASDAQ technology really was a big theme of last year, up 36%. Emerging markets, didn't talk about emerging markets. They really rallied, certainly towards the end of the year. China in particular, China's CSI 300 up 39% during the course of 2019. Of course, what's important is, do we hang on to those gains as you look through into 2020, and what is the outlook there? I think we'd like to see more subdued returns from risk assets and have to deal with greater levels of volatility. I think active rather than passive is going to be key theme as you look out to next year. Investors will certainly want to be focused on quality. I think diversification protection is going to be important given the performance that we saw last year for long-term investors. Gold, I think, will be a crucial component of that. Short-term investors need protection, so hedging, I think, will become an element that they'll need to focus on. And longer term, I think private assets will become far more important given some of the stretched valuations you see elsewhere across public markets.
Well, given the trials and tribulations we had in the global economy last year, the trade wars, slowing global growth, are you surprised that investors put so much faith in equities? I mean, it's all down to cheap money, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, there was still quite a lot to be positive about. I mean, global growth did slow down, but was still positive. Of course, we do know that central banks still remain very accommodative. Expectations around corporate earnings still remain robust, probably a little bit too robust, it has to be said. I think market expectations for this year perhaps running a little bit ahead of themselves. And if anything, along with the geopolitical tension that we've been seeing in markets, the big test will be how companies are feeling, how they're delivering on those results. Results as we go through the next few weeks for the fourth quarter of last year will be seen as important in terms of holding on to the gains that we've just spoken about.
Yeah, I mean, the proof in the pudding, though, will be when central banks starts to put rates up again, because there's no doubt that a lot of big corporations have leveraged up their debt levels.
Yeah, no sign that that's going to be happening anytime soon. Inflation still remains anemic across most of the major regions, particularly in the United States and in Europe. No signs that central banks are going to be hiking rates anytime soon. And if anything, I think we'll see during the course of 2020, the focus move away from central bank support to fiscal support. So still plenty of opportunity to maintain growth profiles and support companies.
Okay, levels of personal debt, so particularly in the UK, are getting quite worrying again, aren't they?
Personal debt is a concern, really, if it's not able to be serviced. And what we should remember is you've got very low levels of unemployment in the UK, as you do in other regions of the world, and very low interest rates. And that combination means it's quite easy for people to service their debts. So not the concern it perhaps would have been against a backdrop of rising unemployment and higher interest rates.
Right, let's turn our attention to matters in hand, because, volatile is the only way you can describe the current situation.
Well, 2020 we described as going to be a year of uncertainty. It's played out probably a little bit quicker than even we anticipated. The US killing of Iran's most senior military commander certainly echoing through global markets. We saw it echo through Middle Eastern markets on Sunday, set to infringe upon the European Open. Stocks have been pushed lower, oil's trading higher. On Sunday, all the Middle East major equity gauges fell. Kuwait was down 4%. Egypt's EGX 30 was down 4.4%. Saudi Arabia's major equity market was down 2.5%. Geopolitical tensions have been ratcheting up over the course of the weekend after Iran threatened to retaliate. President Trump, in turn, saying the US had identified 52 sites that would be hit very hard if they did retaliate. Energy markets, of course, the key focus. Brent rising above $70 a barrel this morning, $70.72, as news hit that attack had taken place, pushing energy prices to the highest since mid-September, when, of course, there was that attack on the Saudi Arabian oil production facilities. Lots of investors going in for safe haven assets. So we've seen the Japanese yen, the Swiss franc, particularly gold, of course, gold touching close to a six-year high. Markets will be nervously awaiting developments over the course of the next few days.
We've spoken about President Trump's behaviour in the past. I mean, you know, he spent the last 3 years saying, you know, I don't want to get involved in the Middle East conflicts. And then he does something that's just more likely to start a war than anything in recent history.
It's true. It seems a very aggressive act. There's no doubt about that. Surprisingly aggressive act, which is markets will probably find a little bit difficult to digest. There's no other way of putting it, I suppose. And lots of reports that President Trump was given a range of potential options and chose to go for the most dramatic, heightening up tensions in what is going to be somewhat of a fragile year, one would suspect, for geopolitical tensions, particularly against the backdrop of the US presidential election.
And the very interesting question is, which way does Boris Johnson jump? I mean, European leaders have already made appeals for diplomacy, but Mr. Johnson sort of half-heartedly joined him in that last night. But of course, he needs a trade deal with the US, so he's going to sort of have to support the US, isn't he?
Yeah, it was. We know that it's a somewhat of a balancing act taking place for Boris Johnson. Knows that the special relationship is important to the UK, especially at this time when they need to be talking about the future trading relationship, not only with Europe, but with the rest of the world, but doesn't want to escalate tensions, particularly from a UK perspective that will start to see UK assets coming under pressure.
Well, if he does join in a military alliance with the United States, we saw the reaction after the second Iraq war to Tony Blair. He's going to be very unpopular at home if he gets involved in that.
Yeah, and I think there have been some lessons learned as we've gone through that process about the level of commitment to these types of regime change or potential wars that are likely to play out and the aftermath that can develop in as a result of that. And I'll be certainly cognizant that would be one area that he wouldn't want to stray into such a degree as we saw from previous administrations, particularly, as you said, with Tony Blair.
OK, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.30.5. Euro dollar coming in at 1.11.5. Going to get 1.17 euro for your British pound this morning. Very quickly, opening calls. No surprise, looking to the downside today. Currently calling the FTSE down 42 points. DAX over in Frankfurt off 124 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 59 points.
Lovely to have you back. Are you here all week?
Here all week.
Excellent. Okay, talk to you tomorrow then.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts from Barclays.